All right, everybody, this is Stick and Hack Reacts. I'm your host, Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of The Pro Show. Here is our weekly take and reactions to PGA and LPGA movement and contests and rules infractions and typically Bryson. Luckily, this week, though, no Bryson news. We're going to get right into it, Keith, here with the Shriners Children's Open and Sungjae Im, who had a commanding lead and won by four strokes, including a final round 62, which put a stamp on his win over the weekend. Your reaction to the Shriners Children's Open?
Big thumbs up for Sungjae Im. I mean, huge tournament for him. You got to go low. And I mean, who's better to do it than the guy who set the record in the last season or carryover season for the most birdies in a year? He had 498. He set the record in last season. Yeah. So if you're going to a place like Shriners Children's Open where you got to make a ton of birdies, I guess Sungjae Im is a good guy to pick. He made 26 of them and an eagle, if that's good, in four rounds. Think about that. I mean, the guy's a machine. Nobody played more events than him last year. Nobody made more cuts. And, of course, he didn't win last year. He's got a quick win this year on tour. It's a second win. He's only 23 years old, Adam. So you got to give Sungjae Im a lot of credit. The guy's a prolific player, and he's a machine. It's really impressive.
Now, just to be clear, when you say last year, you're talking about still this year, though, right? The 2021 calendar year, but the last year on the PGA, which ended a couple weeks ago, yes?
Correct. Okay. When I said carryover, I meant the one that went from the end of 2020, like this time last year, 2020, yeah, into 2021 and ended Tour Championship right before the Ryder Cup. Sungjae Im, he goes 35 events. He goes 16 top 15s, 5 top 10s. Almost 500 birdies. He had 75 subpar rounds. All of those things were leading the PGA Tour. Not Jon Rahm. It's like the guy's awesome.
And that's a name that we don't really focus on. And every stat you've just said to me, shockingly enough, is new to me. That Sungjae Im had that type of year, but 35 events, Keith. I mean, that's a travel schedule. That is a lot of golf, and that is basically coming in on Monday, playing Tuesday, Wednesday, four round, and especially if he's making as many cuts as he made, that's got to be some sort of math that we got to figure out. How many actual holes of golf did he play throughout the year, including practice rounds? It's probably like some of those retired guys at the club are playing that type of golf, and only them and Sungjae Im. So, but a 62 is solid. Solid golf, and it's unfortunate a little bit that Sungjae Im is not in those top three, top five conversations week in and week out. He's always in the top 15, top 20 when you're talking about setting a DraftKings lineup or if you're betting on points bet. His name's got to be in there. Yes.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this week alone, he hit 86% of his greens. And he was like strokes gained leader in everything. You know, just a fantastic guy. I mean, his biggest challenge upcoming, Adam, is his mandatory military service for South Korea. You know, he's got to take a break at some point.
Wow. You know,
all of the male athletes do from there. I mean, that's his biggest challenge. I mean, he birdies four of the first seven on Sunday, right, to jump into the lead. Then holes 9 through 13, he birdies five in a row. He's 9 under through 13 holes. He cruised in to shoot 62. I mean, it was like the easiest 62 you could imagine. The guy's impressive. It really is.
And I bet when he walked in and they said, hey, how'd you play today? And he said, I played okay. Right? Yeah. Every golfer in the history of time has said that answer, no matter what they shoot. Let's move on to Jin Young Ko, the LPGA, and the Cognizant Founders Cup. A winner, ironically enough, also by four strokes over the weekend. Cognizant Founders Cup. Keith, you had some time there on course, on site. Your reaction, first of all, to the event overall, but more specifically to Jin Young Ko's victory.
Well, as many superlatives that we just gave for Sungjae Im, Jin Young Ko blows him away. Mm. She's unbelievable. She's won three of her last seven events. She's number two in the world. And I'll get to Nelly in a minute, but you got to give her like two thumbs up if I'm giving Sungjae one thumbs up. She's now tied Annika for 14 straight rounds in the 60s. Which was a record that Annika set back in 2005. This heater that she is on, it's unbelievable. She just won the last tournament by four. I was at Mountain Ridge. I thought it was set up like a major, and certainly she was playing a different golf course. The golfers that I talked to Megan Kang, Catherine Kirk, a couple of them, they were like, Jin Young Ko is just, she's unbelievable right now. 63, she opens with 68, 69, 66. Again, 14 tournament rounds in a row in the 60s. She's tied the record. Now, here's the downside. Here's a thumbs down for you, Adam. She's got to wait 3 weeks for the next LPGA tournament. I mean, she's as hot can be.
Yeah.
And they don't play again until they go to Korea at the end of the month in October. And if she skips that, then she's looking at the middle of November in Florida until she plays again, and then she can set the record at 15. But, I mean, she's an unbelievable golfer. She's had 3 wins this year, like I said, in the last 7 tournaments, 26 years old, a bunch of top 10s. Just awesome. Really good.
Yeah, and I find it exciting that there's an actual break for the LPGA. I know it sucks for her because she's on this streak. But just to take a couple week break and then come back to get some more excitement, and you know that's something the PGA doesn't do. I talk about it all the time here, Keith, and as well as other platforms within the Stick and Hack Network. But to have a break and to give people a little breather of the golf is I think always a good thing. It's not good for him because he's trying to play 285 tournaments a year. I think he's playing my member guest at some point.
Look out.
So, Ko is just one more, and we talk about this often, Keith, one more bright shining star in the LPGA that is bringing that league and that, those tournaments to great heights and is bringing fans in, but also is playing incredible golf.
The LPGA is at a huge moment right now. Nelly Korda, number one in the world, American superstar, young lady. Jin Young Ko, number two in the world. These two are dueling it out week in and week out. And Jin Young Ko just beat her by 10 this week. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, Nelly's got to say, whoa, you know, I got to start playing better. Otherwise, I'm going to lose the number one spot. And you know, she doesn't want to do that. Very rarely do we get number one and two in the world going to be, you know, fighting and battling each other week in and week out. It really just doesn't happen on the PGA Tour. So at the end of the day, this could be a really exciting moment for the LPGA, and I'm super psyched for it.
How difficult was it for you there just a second ago not to say, whoa, Nelly? Difficult? Because
obviously less difficult than it was for you.
All right, let's move on. Speaking of dad jokes, let's move on to Phil Mickelson. Who was taking some time to the Champions Tour, and shockingly enough, won another Champions Tour event. And so the Constellation Furyk and Friends, which you'll explain to us what that is and what that means. Jim Furyk, of course, the host, Furyk and Friends. Sounds like a morning show on Fox. Keith, yeah, what? True. Tell me about the Constellation Furyk and Friends tournament, but also more specifically, our boy Phil Mickelson, who made an appearance this morning on the early tee email. By the way, some stats about him, some things we don't know. Phil is still out there playing incredible golf, and almost every time he's been on the Champions Tour, he's won the event, which has got to be annoying for the other people. Your reaction to all of that? I just threw out 12 things for you to react to. Best of luck.
Hey, then I'm gonna go meh. Like that. And the reason being is that there couldn't be a bigger story for the Champions Tour. It's not a really busy time of year where there's majors for the LPGA or for the PGA Tour, and they still kind of can't steal the spotlight away from those other two tours. And granted, we just gave a lot of reasons why, almost to a point where we're hyperbolic. But I mean, at the end of the day, this Furyk and Friends event, super nice event, brand new event on the PGA Tour Champions. Jim Furyk brings in all his friends. I mean, he wasn't that gracious of a host. He finished tied fourth, but you've got a big leaderboard. You go Phil, you go Miguel Angel Jimenez, the most interesting golfer in the world. It's a tight match. Back nine on Sunday, Phil shoots 33, Jimenez shoots 34. I mean, it's a little bit of a duel. It's pretty cool. Ernie Els is at the top of the leaderboard. My question to you, Adam, is that how do these guys do something that's actually going to catch our attention beyond what we've already talked about, because it's just not there yet. And they've got some pretty good names that are, you know, all in on this, especially if Phil jumps and he's going to play two more events. He's going to play in Richmond where he's defending, and then he's going to play in the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. But Phil's played 4 Champions Tour events. He's won 3 of them. How do they get him over there? I don't know. So my question is what are they going to do?
Well, the easy answer is wait 4 or 5 years for Tiger. And then watch that entire thing explode. Will that happen? I doubt it. But boy, wouldn't that be something for the for the oldies here. I don't know, Keith. I think that the talent level on the Champions Tour right now is from a youth, the youth of the Champions Tour is there. There are some major, major names that are playing week in and week out. And it, it really is a fun, they're fun to watch. You get great access as a fan on site. Yeah. I wouldn't have known where that thing was playing on TV over the weekend. If you gave me $100,000, there's a good chance I wouldn't be able to find it. So I think that their coverage and their promotion of it probably could use a little help, but overall, I have no idea. Because I think that the level of golf is there. These aren't a bunch of old washed up golfers out there just trying to, to make par. They're out there competing and they're playing well. Phil coming into this is good and he is winning, which is what I think the league wants. And I think it's what we want. And, but I shockingly, I don't have, a response for you that makes any coherent sense. Second on this docket is him specifically yesterday. He had a rules, not even a snafu, but it was just a rules issue that could have cost him the tournament because he only won by one, and he could have cost him the tournament a couple years ago if this rule hadn't been changed, which when I read the rule and I saw the back and forth, it still made no sense to me. But apparently, he ripped his ball to the left into the woods, surprise, surprise, on 17, went to then clear out some leaves and brush and guck around the ball, did that, walked away, came back 45 seconds later, stood over the ball had moved. And then he went to a rules official, and they said, did you cause it to move? And he said, no. And they said, as long as you didn't cause it to move, then you're fine. If it moved on its own volition by nature, then you're fine, which in the old days wasn't the case. That rule was even more convoluted then as it is now. Does any of that make sense to you? Number one. And number two, do you have any reaction to it, or should, is that even a moot point?
Honestly, I kind of lost you halfway through.
Yeah. Well, I lost myself. I got
that crazy overlook, but, yeah. My reaction to that is that, Phil made 17 birdies and an eagle in 3 days. So I'm going to give him credit for doing that. The rules of golf have a lot of challenges. Trust me, I've dealt with them my entire career as a PGA professional. It's good that they're evolving. It's good that, you know, when God moves the ball, if you believe in God, I guess, when God moves the ball, it's not the player's fault. So, back in 2019, when they changed that rule, it was a really good rule that they changed. And, as you can see, even in this tournament, then, you know, you get a rightful winner that way. And there's not something crazy that happens. So I think that overall, you know what, let's shift gears for a second.
Sure.
I'm going to rapid fire you.
Great.
I want to see your reaction on something.
Awesome.
John Rahm. Is this guy a superstar or what? How much do you love John Rahm?
Yeah, sure.
No, he went to Spain after being in the Ryder Cup. He played in the European Tour event. And he's there signing kids' autographs and everything. I mean, how do you not
that
love
part,
this guy?
100%. As a human being, yes.
He's awesome. Yeah. He's number one player in the world. Yes. And the guy's awesome. All right. Tiger on the range this weekend with his son, Charlie. No crutches.
Come on. Thumbs up. Leg sleeve. That was an instant Amazon purchase, I'm sure, for many middle-aged golfers as soon as they saw that leg sleeve on Tiger. I thought it was cool that just he's out there with his son. That, it's not Tiger back up and standing on a golf course and holding the club. It's none of that stuff. It's that he's there to support his son. I think he's moving on mentally and emotionally from golf, but moving it straight to Charlie. I think it's awesome. That photo was really, really cool, and I can't imagine. I've got kids that are in sports. You've got kids that are in sports. There is this moment where you're like, okay, this is a lot of fun. It's fun to watch. And I'm sure that's where Tiger is now. He's not a global superstar when he's out there. He's just a dad with a son. And that part is a double thumbs up.
Hey, you know what, Adam? You know what else is fun to watch?
What?
Us, Mondays at lunch. It's been great being with you. Enjoy the grub.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Keith. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio. Check out the Pro Show where you get your podcasts. And check us out here every Monday at noon for Stick and Hack Reacts. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you this side or the other.